Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we had Rick Morris. He's a member and life group leader here, teaching on Zacchaeus, on the story of Zacchaeus, Luke 19. Very familiar passage to many of us, but Rick just did a fantastic job of walking us through the passage, breaking it down, and really pulling out a lot of great content and application. And two things he said that just in particular stood out to me. One, he pointed out that, you know, all throughout Luke, the emphasis is really on the poor and the oppressed, those who have been labeled negatively by the culture around them, the destitute, the leper, right? And so Jesus coming to those people and calling them to salvation. But he just noted, you know, in some ways Zacchaeus fits that. He has been labeled negatively, right? He's a tax collector and nobody likes him because of that. But as far as being like, you know, poor or oppressed, he said, you know, Zacchaeus is actually an oppressor. He's a chief tax collector. He's extremely wealthy, and he's made his wealth off the extortion of his Jewish brothers and sisters. He works for the Roman government. He works for those who are oppressing the Jewish nation. And he doesn't necessarily fit that category of, you know, oh, he's poor and he's, you know, downtrodden by others, even though he's not liked by others. And just something that Rick said, he said, you know, those people who have been put in the, you're the oppressor, you're the oppressed, he said, you know, Jesus calls them all to salvation. They're lost. And the answer has been, repent of your sin and come follow me. Turn and follow me. And I just thought, it's just a beautiful reminder of no matter what is going on, in each of our hearts, the deepest problem is our brokenness and our need for reconciliation with the Father. And the only answer is Christ. Jesus, who went to the cross for us, who died and rose again, who calls us, turn from your sin and trust me with your life. Just such a good reminder. And then secondly, this concept of divine interruptions. So he said, you know, Jesus was on his way to do something else when he ran into Zacchaeus. But then he says, Zacchaeus, I must come to your house today. It's almost like this, you know, divine moment of, it's a planned interruption in a sense. And he said, what's fascinating is to see how many times, how many of the miracles recorded in Luke are sort of quote, end quote, interruptions to Jesus's schedule. He's on his way to do something else when somebody comes up to him and says, hey, this person needs to be healed. He's on his way to do something else when people shout out to him, Jesus, have mercy on me. And he always stops and seems to be okay with being interrupted. And Rick just reminded us, you know, the point is not to say, hey, you know, you should never have a schedule and you should just be kind of tossed about by every little whim, right? You know, get distracted by this or that. But he said, I do think we need to be very cognizant of the fact that sometimes we can get so married to our schedules that we view interruptions as problems and distractions. And I need to get past that because it's distracting me from my goal. And he said, man, what if we prayed each morning? This is what he encouraged us. As we pray in the morning, we say, Lord, help my eyes to be open to the interruptions today that might be from you. Those divine interruptions where you have something for me that's not necessarily part of my schedule. And he, you know, he quoted, right, that the man plans his way, but it's the Lord who determines his steps. And so help me to be open, Lord, to those divine interruptions, not to see them just as distractions, but to see them as really maybe opportunities from the Lord that he's going to do something incredible through. And I was just reflecting last Sunday after our time together as a church, I was heading home and it had been a long morning, right? I had taught twice and then we had some conversations with folks after church. And then on my way home, one of the folks who is a neighbor here in the neighborhood, right by the church facility, was out and was walking her dogs. And I mean, I've seen her out walking her dogs a million times and I was tired and it could have been easy to just like, I just need to go home. But I'm grateful. I felt like the Lord just gave me the grace to like, no, let's stop. And she, you know, we kind of struck up a conversation and she asked, and she's never asked this before, like, hey, you know, when you guys gather on Sunday, what denomination is your church? And it just gave this opportunity to talk through who we are, the sort of ethos and culture of our church, what we gather to do on Sunday mornings, why we gather. And we talked about the preaching of the gospel, staying centered on what the Bible teaches. We talked about, we talked about the content of that morning's sermon. I got to share like a mini version of the message that morning and really share the gospel. And she got to share, she is a believer, but just hasn't been connected for a little while church-wise, other than maybe online. in some ways. And so just a wonderful conversation between she and I, but one of those moments, like I didn't plan for it, and it would have been easy to maybe to pass it by and even to see it as a bit of a distraction. But I'm so grateful. Like, Lord, thank you for giving me the grace just to stop and to have that conversation in that moment, because it turned out to be a fantastic gospel-centered conversation. So I want to really just echo what Rick said about starting the day and praying, like, Lord, help me to be open to those interruptions and see how you might be working through them. Let's take some time to pray. I'm going to pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to pause and to pray as well. Father, I do pray that, God, as we start each day, that you would help us to lay our plans down, Lord, and plan with an open hand, not to not have plans, but to plan with an open hand. And God, when you bring people and you bring moments into our lives where it feels maybe like a distraction or an interruption, will you give us the grace to see when that's from you and to see it as an opportunity to follow you and to see your activity in a special way and to be used by you in a special way. Lord, we love you and we thank you for who you are, and I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now just to pray for yourself.